We are in the kitchen at the John Warnow House. We've been preparing a signature dish of the times with executive chef Jonathan Justice from Justice Drugstore. For our celebrity taster, we have a real treat. Bob Brand is here portraying George Caleb Bingham, who may have been a guest at the Warnow House.
Oh, indeed.
Indeed. Well, Mr. Bing, thank you for joining us. And
very great pleasure.
Chef, you had no idea that you were cooking for Mr. Bingham?
I had no idea.
No idea.
Correct. And I, as someone who was gallery represented for 10 years, I'm a little embarrassed.
Okay, so as I serve this and pass it, I'm going to ask Chef to tell you what we're having.
So this is a sauerkraut with wild juniper berries and apples in it, and it has a little cumin seed also.
Now, how long did you cure your cabbage?
Normally, it takes about 6 weeks.
6 weeks. I remember those great big earthenware crocks. Did you have a cold cellar to keep it in?
Yeah, that really helps. an even temperature and a high humidity.
High humidity, we never have any problems with in Missouri,
no,
do we?
No.
You know, we didn't start to see these out here until the 50s, and they're quite exquisite, I must say.
Okay, and after we do some tasting, we want to hear a little bit about your artwork, Mr. Bingham, but I'm now serving you, if you will permit me.
I would be delighted. Thank you.
Chef prepared... Now, you've seen this as bacon, but now you're seeing it served, would you say boil?
This originally was cured, and then smoked, and then it was braised.
And braised.
So it should be quite tender, and there should be some
Extremely tender, no. And Chef has told me that the fat from...
is a delicacy.
Yes. Chef, would you like for me to serve you from here?
Now, what did you use for your braising liquid, sir?
I made a little stock that was made from pork bones and carrots and celery and onion.
The bacon and for Chef.
It was a very simple stock. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to have a little bit of smoky flavor because of when we put the bacon in it, would flavor the stock also.
Of course. It's beautiful.
It needs a potato.
Oh my goodness, Mr. Bingham.
I would love to have a potato.
Okay.
Thank you.
And now what would you prefer to drink? We have some wine, we have...
Well, alas, ma'am, when I was 18, I took the pledge, and these lips are unsullied by the taste of spirits. And I realize that you have gone to great difficulty and trouble to prepare this beautiful meal, but I will have to resign myself merely to either water or iced tea, if you have such a thing.
Okay, so we do have some water, and you don't drink.
No, ma'am.
No.
It's a source of great amusement, my great friend Major Rollins.
Well, an
Columbia.
Artist who doesn't drink, Chef.
I was thinking that the same.
Well, you don't want your hand to be trembling when you're handling the brush. You understand? Thank you, sir.
I think your contemporaries would be shocked and amazed.
Oh no, so many of them were good Bible people, you know, so they appreciated this exactly. For what we're about to receive, we are truly grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bingham. So this is the pork you would have eaten because it's heritage and it is preserved.
Yes, beautifully tender.
Up at our house.
Crisp, with a wonderful acidity. That is simply delicious. And I love the juniper berries. Now these from the juniper tree. This is, we usually found them in Italy, you know. But,
right. They're
wonderful.
These I did pick out of the local woods. And
do you know the chef does that? He forages.
Forage? Yes, just as well, that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at the restaurant, do extreme foraging, and we use the whole animal, as was done in years past, and we do all of our own meat curing and all of our own fermentation.
So, chef's family settled here in the 1830s, and so not too different from the time when you all settled.
My family came in 1818 from Augusta County in Virginia. Oh my word, there was corn, and there was wheat, and there was hemp, and there was tobacco that she raised as well. And we had, we came from Virginia with seven black servants, black slaves at that time. A cruelty which I later completely regretted and spoke strongly against, and of course we went through the Civil War to deal with much of that. Mm-hmm. But at the time, you couldn't have raised or had a farm without assistance of some sort. And my father had died of malaria. And she was on her own with seven children, and we were all pretty small.
Formidable person.
She was fierce. Mary Amon, she was. And she was a tremendous person. She also taught school. She was my primary teacher. She taught a lot of the girls in the community as well. And she was a remarkable human being and did not discourage me from my interest in art, which my uncles thought was nonsense, as you can imagine.
You know, and that was true and still is true. Jonathan dealt with it when he was a young man, being discouraged from art. But your mother encouraged it, and you began as a portrait artist.
That's right.
Your mother sounds like a very progressive woman of the day.
She was remarkable. I think necessity was the mother of invention. And because she was the head of her own household, she was able to make decisions on her own that were not challenged by the male of the family.
Did you ever receive formal training as an artist? No, self-taught.
I'm entirely self-taught. Foolish, I suppose, but there wasn't
apparently
much more option. Well, that's very kind of you to say. It's wonderful to think growing up on the river and you'd see the mist rise and the sun coming through the mist and how that would change the color.
Well, you do think of that, yes?
You know, and it would completely... Well, look at this wonderful meal we have in front of us, which is the variations of colors. And then how do you reproduce that on a piece of canvas so that people go, I know these men, I know where they are. And that's what I wanted to capture, you know. You could try, you know, and when you keep working and your instinct improves, and then you study. And my great example was always the Renaissance artists, particularly Raphael.
I can see their influence in your work because, so you wouldn't have any way of knowing this, but you are considered one of the greatest American artists.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I was known as the Missouri artist, but I don't know why I would ever consider the greatest.
No, you're one of the greatest American artists of ever.
Oh, bless you.
Ever. And so, and here you are at the table here with a
enjoying
chef who is
a superb meal. Thank you, sir.
An artist as well. So this food would have been very much like what you would have had at a dinner here at the Warner House, because everything here is heritage.
Right.
The people here are devoted to the food and the living of that time, of that culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed appropriate to us that one of our great American artists should be sharing the work that Chef does in his restaurant, and the people here at the Warnell House have done in terms of preserving the spaces. So that they do have an herb garden here, and they work with young growers in the area to get these fruits and vegetables. And Chef has talked about some of the heritage meat producers here in the area. So. Tastes familiar? This food taste familiar to you?
Very much so, very much so. The pork was more tender than anything I think I ever tasted.
Well, we've got
just
an executive chef over
very soft
over
and soapy.
Here. Yep.
Absolutely superb, sir.
Soft and silky.
Mm-hmm.
And was it customary in the time to put your napkin on your neck?
It was. My third wife, Maddie Vikens Bingham,
you were
was
busy.
Very critical.
Oh, did you lose your first two? Did you lose your first two wife?
Now, Mrs. Rabicoff.
What made that a very forward question?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
Did.
The first one died from tuberculosis, and the second one was unfortunately institutionalized at Fulton Hospital for various forms of dementia.
Okay.
It was a great tragedy. But I was fortunate in finding Mrs. Likens, who you may have known was married to the first mayor of Kansas City. And she was a remarkable and formidable woman. And
so you grew up with formidable women.
I did.
So we are not surprised about your attraction to formidable women.
Thank you. You know, I always said that although I was able to resist spirits and...
But not formidable
and
women.
Gaming, but my weakness was always fine, delightful women such as yourself.
I see, Mr. Bingham. So your roots are Kansas City and your
Central
inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Almost exclusively.
Seriously, love, what is it? The trap fur traders that...
Well, the trap is descending the Missouri, yes.
We love that.
Thank you.
Well, a couple of things I find interesting. One is that for me as a painter that was trained in art school, trained to draw and paint in the classical sense, but as a chef, I had no formal training whatsoever. And I've never worked for anyone that is...
So you've learned entirely by instinct, sir.
By instinct, yes.
That's remarkable.
So,
Why are you following your taste?
Not to compare myself to your esteem.
No, not at all. Because great cooking is as fine an art as is painting or sculpture, sir. I firmly believe that. The ability to balance meal, to balance flavor, is a great gift.
But one thing that we love doing over again is preserving the food
and the culture and the traditions.
Mm-hmm. Of your time, of, you know, take heart, Mr. Bingham. They're alive and well here Justice Food Store and
the
Vornal House. I want to thank both of you for helping to celebrate this tradition and food.
Thank you
so
much.
It was a pleasure, and thank you for allowing me to join you at your table.
Just delightful.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, ma'am.